Parshas Korach. I want to begin with discussing a particular group of people. The Mishnah says in Perek Hay of Mishnah Yudzayin, Kol machleikus shehi l'shem shemayim. Any machleikus that is a l'shem shemayim machleikus, seifu l'skayim. Its end is will be fulfilling. Okay, and so some good result will come from it. U'she'en l'shem shemayim. Anything. Any machlekes that is not based on the Shem Shemaim element, is not based for real, good, ethical purposes, ain't safe for this guy, nothing good to come out from it. Says the Mishnah, Ezehi machlekes shi l'shem Shemaim. What is machlekes that isn't Shemaim? Zul machlekes hil v'shamay. It's machlekes hil and Shamay. And we see many places, Hillel was chodek with Shamay, and Beis Hillel and Beis Shamay, but there was respect, there was a definitive a course that they were looking for to find out what the halacha was, to find out what Rabbi Shlomo wants. And so for this guy, at the end of the day, each one married each other, and the Mishnah talks about what honor they gave each other. And the Maisa we have now, Baruch Hashem, Torah is based on many machlekes, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, but it survived. U'she'en l'shem Shemaim, what's machlekes not l'shem Shemaim? Zul machlekes Korach v'chol adosei. That's machlekes Korach and his group. So obviously the most basic question is over here, is that the parallels don't seem to match. Machlekes Shem Shemaim is Machlekes two parties. It's Machlekes Shammai and Hillel. The Machlekes that ain't Shem Shemaim should be Machlekes Korach and Moshe, not Korach v'Adosai. If you want to say Korach v'Adosai and Moshe, say Korach v'Adosai and Moshe, but it's not Korach v'Adosai. It's Korach and Moshe. The parallels don't match. So the Ksav Sefer says, the Ksav Sefer says that we see in this week's parasha that there's much more than just the Machlekes Korach against Moshe Rabbeinu. We see by the fact that eventually they were punished in various different ways that the elements of the Machlekes was completely different. We see Dasan Avira being punished in one way and Korach in another way and 250 people in another way. In other words, over here, there was what it seemed like one big demonstration against Moshe Rabbeinu's authority, a coup against Moshe Rabbeinu, which seemed like with one common interest, but in fact, we see that in this week's parasha, we see as we go through now, that there was a completely different interest involved in exactly what each group wanted. And therefore, a machlekes she'ena l'shem shemayim, a machlekes not based on real l'shem shemayim elements, what's going to happen is there's going to be splinter movements within that group itself that's going to start infighting within that group. In other words, Ein Hashem Shemaim is Machlekes Korach V'Adosai. Even within what seems like Korach was united with this group of people to fight against Moshe Rabbeinu, it wasn't. There was Korach eventually and Adosai. There was them against Korach at one stage. Korach says, we don't need any Kolam Kulam Kadoshim. Eventually they saw, what are you talking about? Korach wants to be the leader. They're just switching Korach and Moshe. They have started fighting against Korach. And this happens at every Machlekes Ein Hashem Shemaim. That what happens is there's infighting, and eventually within that group itself, they are fighting against another group, there's infighting, they break apart. Okay? So that's the Machlekes Ein Hashem Shemaim. Now this year, I'd like to focus on, not on Korach or Dasan Avira, which are very, very Dasan Viron, very, very interesting, fascinating people, just by the way, just off the record here. Dasan Aviram, the Maisa, made it through to this stage, means they weren't that bad. Remember, 4/5 of Klal Yisrael died in Mitzrayim. Those people did not believe died in Mitzrayim. Right? They believed Rabbi Shalom can help us. Yeah? They were not involved in that eagle. They weren't involved in the Misoinim. These people have kept their nose clean all this time. It just comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, oops! They reared that ugly head. But they weren't, you know, interestingly enough, they had the Mun and Betochen of Boishim all the way along, that you can save them through the Midbar, and that's when they left Mitzrayim, where most Klal Yisrael didn't. Okay, that's just a side point. So let's leave them at the side, let's leave Korach at the side. Let's talk about the 250 people. V'kum lifnei Moshe v'anoshim b'nei Yisrael, chamishim u'masoim, 250 Nesei Edo, Kriyei Moed Anshei Shem. Big league people. 250 of them. Vayikolam Moshe v'al Aaron, they came to Moshe Aaron and said to them, Rav lechem. You have too much, kakolayim kulam kadoshim, masoichem Hashem, madua disnasa l'kalashim, what's going on over here? Says Rashi. How did they come along? What do? They dressed up in this talis kulei techeles. They came with a talis that was completely made out of techeles wool. And they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, Moshe Rabbeinu, chayv apata, are we chayv to put tzitzis on this? So Moshe Rabbeinu said, 1 second, it's a four-cornered garment. It doesn't have tzitzis, of course it needs it. So they started laughing. Ah, ridiculous. If already a beged that has just one thread of techeles in it, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu wants, a talis that's kulei techeles, totally made out of techeles, why should that need any tzitzis on it? And he made it sound to Moshe Rabbeinu. Now Rabbi Yisrael, if you think for 1 second that these people were primitive rabble rousers, we possibly haven't looked in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says very clearly, Nesie Edo Kriye Moyed Anshe Shein. These are a lot of compliments here. Nesie Edo Kriye Moyed Anshe Shein. These people with big names. These people were Tamei Chachamim. These people were people who Maminim Bnei Maminim. These people had left Mitzrayim. They're seeing Kriyas Yamsuf. They received the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. They're living on a daily bread. They're eating mon. They're having water from the Be'er. They're living in the Anonim. They're having Eish. These people are people who are Dor Deo. These aren't people who are just Ma'abekach, just rabble rousers. They're big people. And what are they doing? What are they doing? So the Pasuk says they come to Moshe Rabbeinu and Moshe Rabbeinu is very upset and tries to calm things down. No, they don't want to hear. They don't want to hear. What's the Pasuk say? Moshe Rabbeinu says, you know what? Let's try this out. V'dabel korach v'kolados leimo boiker tomorrow. V'yoyde Hashem es ha-sheloi v'sakodesh v'hikra v'elov. Tomorrow we'll take a test, rest on it. Maybe you want to reconsider this. Don't rush into it. It could be a passion over here that you may want to sleep on. Let's wait till tomorrow. But tomorrow, zayis asu, tomorrow, kchulechem machtois. Take machtois, take frying pans, korach v'kolodosui. Usnubehen eish, and put fire inside it, v'simoleim k'toyres. And put keteris inside it. For hoyo ha'ish, and the single person, asher yivcha Hashem hu hakodesh, that single person who survives will be kodesh. Rav lechem bnei Levi, yeah, Rav lechem. And then the pasuk says hamat bikem, etc., etc. Now, so what happened? And again, you all know this story, but you got to just see it within the perspective over here. Pasuk says. Tomorrow come along, let's come together. Vayikal aleim kirach kol adayin the pesach amoy vayerek void Hashem kol ado and Kodesh Baruch revealed Himself. And what happened? Doesn't say. Okay, what's the pasuk say? The pasuk says. I'm sorry. Later on in the parasha it says. V'daber Hashem al Moshe leimer. Later on the parasha says, Emor is perigadzayin. Emor lozer ben Aaron akoyim. V'yorim es amachtos v'bein hasreifa. The pasuk says later on, there was a big fire. And what happened? V'se eish zirei holo ki kadeshu. Take it, because it's kodesh. These things are kodesh. Es amachtos sachatoyim me'ele ben afshosim. Also oisim rekiya pachim. Take it and make it as a cover for the mizbeach. Ki ikriven lifnei Hashem v'ikdoshu v'yula oisim v'nei sol shbiya remes v'klai. So in other words, they did it and they died. He took it and he made it into machtos. They took it, what we call kodesh. They were kodesh, and they made it tzipul mizbeach. And he took it. He did it, and he in v'yach v'yikach elos v'akoyin es machtos anachoyis ashekriva hasrufim v'yirakum tzipul made of tzipul mizbeach. Next pasuk. V'yloinu kol adas bnei yisrael machos al moshe v'aron leimor atem hamisim es am Hashem. You killed them. What's going on, Rabbi Yisrael? Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, listen. I'm not asking for trouble, you are. You know what? Think about it. You want to have a showdown tomorrow? We'll have a showdown, but one person survives. You got it? One person's going to win. Everyone else is going to die. You never heard of this before? Have you heard of Nodav Aviu? Have you heard of them? Remember what happened to them? They brought the Eish Zara lifnei Hashem? They brought Keteris when they shouldn't have brought Keteris. You know what happened to them? They died, right? You want to play games? Play games. But that's telling you, tomorrow, that's it. You can back out now. By tomorrow, it's too late. You can take it. Someone's going to die, and someone's going to live. And I'm just telling you, one person is going to survive. They did it. They did it. And they died, like Moshe Rabbeinu warned them. And what happened was, next day they came along and said, they all came to Moshe Rabbeinu, you did it, it's your fault. What do you mean it's my fault? I warned them. These guys are playing Russian roulette. I warned them not to do it, and they did it. You can blame me. Why are they blaming Moshe Rabbeinu? Are they stupid? Klal Yisrael, what's going on over here? What happened to these people? Okay? More than that, why are you taking these frying pans and putting it as a tzipul mizbeach, a covering for the mizbeach? What's the idea behind this? And in fact, the Prophet calls it ki kadeshu is kodesh. This kodesh, what's the idea? And even more than that, the Pasuk says, listen to this carefully, covering for the mizbeach, in Perek Zayin Pasuk K, zikaron l'bnei Yisrael l'man asher yikrav ish zor, in order that a man who is an Ishazar actually lo mizera Aaron, who is not the one of the children of Aaron, lahakti tos bnei Hashem, v'lo yeh ki koyach v'chadosoi. Don't be like koyach v'chadosoi, kasha dibba Hashem miyad moishe loi. Like a Kosh Baruch Hu told him. There's an issa deraisa, or should not be like koyach v'chadosoi. Okay? Within the context of the Pasuk is talking about, not being like koyach v'chadosoi with regard to being makriv k'toyres. In other words, I want to tell you something, l'doyre doyres, for generations upon generations. A warning over here. Don't be like Korach v'Chadosoi. In other words, don't bring up Keteris unless you are children of Aaron. One second, I don't have Keteris today. Yeah, what is Keteris? We read about it. Do you know what these different things are? So what's this big warning? Don't bring up Keteris unless you're Bnei Aaron, and don't be like Korach v'Chadosoi. It was a random event that happened once in history that people decided to bring up Keteris. We've got to start learning from there for our practical day-to-day lives. What's the idea behind this? Make it simple as in case a person has this idea. Why should a person have this crazy idea? So Shimon Schwab says like this, and this is a very, very frightening thought. Shimon Schwab says, chas v'shalom to believe that these people were people who were not calculated. That these people were people who decided one morning, no, nice blue sky, let's go along and fight with Moshe Rabbeinu. Chas v'shalom. These people were so inspired by Rabbeinu Shleilam. They're so inspired by everything that's been happening to them till now. They're so inspired with the fact that they're living day to day with Nissim, that they felt that they have such hiskarvus to Rabbeinu Shleilam, they have such closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they need to do more. You're right, there's 613 mitzvahs, and there's a lot of other things, and there's minhagim, but we need to do more. We need to have this closer to Rabbeinu Shleilam. We need to go along and be a kohen, not enough for Levi. We want to be kohanim. We want to be absolutely close to Rabbeinu Shleilam. That's what we want to be. They come along with a begodim. They're all blue. They say to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, what's Hashem want? What's Hashem want? Hashem wants a regular Jew to look at the tzitzis and to see one blue thread. What's that one blue thread remind him of? That blue is Keneged Yam. Yam is the sea is a dry land, dry land is Kisa HaKovod. It's all about that, seeing the Kisa HaKovod. Like having a Zecher to Rabbeinu Shleilam. We don't want to have a Zecher. We are connected to Rabbeinu Shleilam. We are Talis Kulei Tcheles. We are totally and utterly connected to Rabbeinu Shleilam. We don't need Zecharim. We don't need reminders. We need something that is ultimately, absolutely an avoda that connects us to Rabbeinu Shleilam. And you know what? We're willing to be moisa nefesh for that. We're willing to take a Torah that we know is danger. We know, we've seen people who have played around with Torah. But if that means coming with relationship with Rabbeinu Shleilam, we're willing to be moisa nefesh. We're willing to give up our lives for this extra connection to Rabbeinu Shleilam. That's who these people were. These people have such passion. These people have such love for the Rabbeinu Shleilam that nobody is going to tell them what to do when they come to have a relationship with the Rabbeinu Shleilam. They're going to be makriv k'toyres, and if that means dying for it, they're going to die for it too. These people knew the risks. And they're willing to take the risk because they believed that is what is important to do in life. It's important to show love for the Rabbeinu Shleilam even if it will kill you.
Why didn't they suggest that though? There's so much in average, they'll suggest, let's bring Keteris, right? Moshe Rabbeinu.
That's exactly what happened. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, whoa, one second over here. You want to bring Keteris? Bring Keteris. Oh, fantastic! Ah, Moshe Rabbeinu said he can bring Keteris. Let's go, boys! Keteris. Said Klal Yisrael to them, to Moshe Rabbeinu, you killed them. You gave them that idea. You opened up the idea that they can actually bring Keteris. If the idea that you gave them made it such that they had absolutely no choice but to bring the Keteris. You took a weakness in them of coming close to Rebbeinu Shloim, giving them the ultimate opportunity to come close, and Amaisa, what you've done is you've wiped out Klal Yisrael. And you know what? They're probably right. It was Moshe Rabbeinu's fault, because Moshe Rabbeinu had opened up, had seen their fault, had realized who these people were, and the Maisa given them the opportunity to burn themselves out, quite literally. Says Rav Shimon Schwab, we have a different place where Klal Yisrael did the same thing. It's a very, very powerful vot. Last week's parasha, it talks about the Misoinim. It talks about people who are complaining about going up to Eretz Yisrael, the Meraglim, and then the next pasuk talks about these people who are Moisa Nefesh. The pasuk says, the Mapilim, I'm sorry. Here we are, whoa, we're out to be Moisa Nefesh. We said we can't go to Eretz Yisrael, here we are, off we go. What are you doing? Why are you going against Hashem? Not going to be successful. Al talu, don't go up. Ki ein Hashem mekir b'chem. Now, Hashem is not amongst you. And I'm warning you, Amaleki, Kanani, all these people you know, they're out to get you. Ve'apilu lalei sareish ha'har. They went up to the reish ha'har v'orim bris Hashem. And orim bris Hashem u'moshe le'moshu b'kerv ha'machne, did not move b'kerv ha'machne. Wiped them out. Now, ask Rav Shimon Schwab, what's Peshat over here? The Pasuk says, V'yapilu lala Reish Ahar, they went up to the Reish Ahar, V'orim Bris Hashem, U'moshe, and Moshe L'moshe B'kerb, did not leave Machne. Of course, when do you travel? When do you move from place to place? When the Orim moves. So all it should say is, V'orim Bris Hashem, did not move. What's V'orim Bris Hashem, U'moshe, L'moshe B'kerb, Machne? Understand? Obviously, the only time he traveled was when the Orem began to move. So if the Orem didn't move outside the Machne, Moshe never moved outside. Orem Bris Hashem, Moshe le Moshe b'kerev Machne. Says Rav Shimon Schwab, Moshe was a mute. Moshe never moved, but other people did. In other words, here we see a case where Klal Yisrael are going up and being Moshe Nefesh for going up, and they're mistaken. These people are Nebuchadnezzar mistaken. And you see them being slaughtered by biggest enemies, Amaleki, Canaanim. They're being slaughtered. What do you want to do? What is every muscle in your body doing? Screaming into your ears, how can you let your brothers die there? You've got to go out and save them. Hey! Right? And you're about to go out, you know what? And you've got your coat on, and you've got your stick, and your knuckle dusters, and your tear gas, and who knows what else, right? And your pointed stick, and then you see them all not moving. Okay, you know what? Let's stay behind. Calm, relax, not happening. Moshe Rabbeinu did not move a muscle. Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael, who was a father of Klal Yisrael, who was a great Moshe Nefesh for Klal Yisrael, Moshe Leimoshu Mekarev Machne. Leimoshu means a muscle didn't twitch in the Machne. He didn't even move his eyes, didn't move a muscle to save these people. Why? Because Orim Bris Hashem never moved. In other words, what dictates what I should be doing now? Is it my passion for Avodas Hashem, or is it what the Torah says I should be doing right now? Moshe Rabbeinu, every move of his was dictated by what Orim Bris Hashem did. The rest of Klal Yisrael followed Moshe Rabbeinu, but their muscles, their instinct was such that they were held back. But ultimately, they moved. This is the mistake in Klal Yisrael right now. The mistake of Klal Yisrael right now was Moshe Rabbeinu saying to them, Rabbeisai, you're making a big mistake. Of course you have passion, of course you have Avas Hashem, of course you want to be Moshe Nefesh. But being Moshe Nefesh and having passion for those things that is not Mesirah, that is not Das Torah, that is not Torah B'chlal, is completely what's going to be called, as the Pasuk calls them, Nisrafim. You're going to be burnt out. You're going to burn yourself out. The Pasuk says, that these people ultimately meant well. The Pasuk says very clearly, the Pasuk calls them, the Pasuk said beforehand that Anshei Shem, later on the Pasuk says, the Pasuk says, it was Kodesh. It's Kodesh. What they did was Kodesh. As far as they were concerned, it was Kedusha. Yeah, it was. They meant well. But what's the Pasuk call them? Ashekriva Hasrufim. These Fabrenta mention. These people, they passion for right. One second. What dictates what? Does your passion dictate what's right or wrong? Or does the Torah dictate how you should be acting? Shmuel Rozovsky, Zeichet Tzadik for Kodesh Avrocha, was, you know, his whole character represented control. Every move of his was controlled. He was impeccably clean. They'd say when he went into the Imponovich of a Shir Klali, he'd be very careful not to stand in anyone's shoes, because he didn't want the bottom of his shoe to get dirty from the top of the other people's shoes. Now he was impeccably clean. Everything was thought out. Every single thing was thought out. You know, the way the Mishach was maspid him was when he comes up to Shemayim, they're going to give him a Shalom Aleichem. What does a Shalom Aleichem mean? You know, everything was clear and thought out. One time, I far remember the story goes that he knocked a Gemara off the Shtender in the middle of Shir, and the whole rest of the day he couldn't speak to him. He was Ois Mensch. He was complete. So they said, what's wrong if a Sefer falls? It's not a Sefer Torah, it's not a pair of tefillin. He said, the fact that my muscle moved without me calculating what I was doing beforehand, what does Rabbeinu Shalom want from me? That's what got that's what made me Ois Mensch. That's what completely took me away. How can my hand move and not, I shouldn't think what I'm doing? That is an Eved Hashem. These 250 people, they wanted to be special. They wanted to be Koyach. They wanted to be the passion for Avodas Hashem. But unless it's based on Torah, then Nisrofim, a certain group of I'll say the names. A certain group of, lack of a better term, passionate Yidden. Call them,
we know.
The Chazon Ish said that these group of people, Kanoim, call them Kanoim. It's not a term I don't like to use because Kanoim is usually for a good sense. These Kanoim. He said these people are basically Yidden before the Torah was given. Avas Hashem, passion for Rabbeinu Shleilam, but they haven't got Torah that dictates what is right and what is wrong. And therefore, they're willing to waste a nefesh and get arrested. One second. There's a Torah. First dictate your idea on the Torah and then you see from there. Okay? That was the mistake of the 250 people. So what's the idea over here? What do we use of the 250 people? We used 250 people, we took their machtois and made it Sipoy Lemizbeach. Now, Pasuk says Ki Kodeshu. Ki Kodeshu means it's Kodesh. If it was Kodesh, look at Rashi, Ayin Shom, look at the Ramban. But Ki Kodeshu means if it was Kodesh. If it was Kodesh, Rabbi Yisai, means it was Kodesh with Kedushas Haguf. It became Kodesh itself. Okay, that's how we learn it. If that's the case, it's a very, very simple question. How can you have that as a covering for Mizbeach? A Mizbeach itself is only, I'm not going into details how this works, it's a Hishtamshus. The Mizbeach itself is around, is capable to be a Kli without this Tzipui, because it managed till then, right? Therefore, all this is a Shimush, yeah, it's helping as it were, it's serving a Kli Kodesh. Therefore, how can you go down a level? Previously, it was Kodesh itself, Kodesh Saguf, and now it's helping something else, Kodesh Kodesh Saguf. You're going down in level. Says Apostle, you know what? I wanted to use it. You know why? Because to show that the Kedusha that you thought you had at that time is not that at that time it was Kodesh, but you made a mistake and you failed. It wasn't even Kodesh at the time. The fact that you can do something that ultimately is not thought through carefully according to Shikul of Das Torah. Go and ask your Rebbeim if it's correct for me now to push myself further in Yiddishkeit. Should I marry something much stronger than myself? I don't know. Go and ask. It may not be the right thing for you. Right? The fact that it did that was because at that particular stage, there was not Kodesh. And therefore we can take that and use it as a Tzipur Lemizbeach to prove that even at that level in time, there was not Kodesh. The Dubna Magid says, Moshe Rabbeinu says to him, Rav, the Pasuk says, in Pasuk Gimel, Vayikala Moshe v'Aaron v'yomar lehem, Rav lochem. Rav lochem. K'chol ha'ele kulam k'doshim soichem Hashem. So the shayla is, why does it say, sorry, not Rav lochem, sorry. The Pasuk ha'ma'at mikem. The Pasuk test. Hama'at mikem. Ki yivdil ha'keisro. What's hama'at mikem? What should it say? What should it say? Hama'at lochem. Is it too little for you? What's hama'at? Is it too little mikem from you? Correct? Right? What's hama'at mikem? It's hama'at lochem. Siv dubna magid moshul ma'adav ha'dayma. You have somebody who was put on a sales floor. Doesn't say to sales, it talks about a field. Put on the sales floor. And is dealing here with very, very expensive unlisted diamonds. You don't really know how many diamonds are around. And he's sent by the boss to sell this small collection of diamonds. After a month, he's doing a very good job, and he says to his employer, I'd like a larger selection of diamonds though to sell. He said, why? Why do you want a larger selection? You're being paid per hour, you're not being paid on commission. You're being paid per hour. Therefore, why do you want to be in charge of more? The answer is because the more that you're in charge of, the more you can ultimately steal. If you're being paid per hour, what difference is it how many you're selling? You're being paid per hour. The fact that you have a lot more diamonds means you want to try and work something for yourself. You want to try and take something for yourself. You want to take something for yourself, you're fired, don't come back to work tomorrow. Says Dubna Magid, that's what's happening over here. Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, what are you doing? You don't have enough Kedusha, don't have enough Avas Hashem. You have the Torah. You can put all your koichas into every mitzvah. You can ink every mitzvah, matzbeah shel eish. That's what you can do. You can do that. Why are you going over and above this? You know why? It's the Yetzer Hara. It's the Yetzer Hara trying to wipe you out. He's trying to push you harder. He's trying to take you and make you be over in the Torah. And you know what? Hama'at mikem. Eventually, whatever you do have is going to be taken away from you. Hama'at mikem will be taken away from you. This is what happened to 250 people. And that is a lesson we have to learn. Later on, the Pasuk tells us, don't be like Korach v'chadosai. Don't attempt to do anything which is wild unless one has Das Torah behind you. Don't do chumras unless you have a very strong basis behind what you're doing. Be careful, don't go in front of yourself. Why use tzipur l'mizbeach? Why not use a tzipur for the kior? Why l'mizbeach? No, kum dis mahalach. What does a mizbeach represent? What can't you have on the mizbeach? Mailos. You can't have steps. You know why? Because a mizbeach, when you take a step, it's a little jump. It's a tiny little jump. But it's a little jump. How are you supposed to walk up a mizbeach? Foot by foot. Calf, toe, calf, toe. One foot connecting to the other foot. No jumps. No steps. You got to do very, very avoida one after the other. No jumps at all. Use the mizbeach, says Moshe Rabbeinu, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Take the mizbeach. Don't jump ahead of yourself. Don't do something that is above you. Don't do something that is not correct for you at this stage. Take it and be a tzipui l'mizbeach. Mizbeach represents something that is done stage by stage. Eventually, it may be for you. The Pasuk says, in Parshas Yisro, the Pasuk says, you should be an amgod of a goy kodosh. What's the Pasuk say? The Loshon of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, you should be a goy kohen, a goy kodesh, right? It says on that the Balaturim, not the Balaturim, the Dasakanim says on that, one day you could be a whole nation of kohenim. But you got to know, it takes avodah, it takes step. Don't overrun yourself. Therefore, again, Rabbi Isai, who are these people? Who were these people? These people who are passionate about Avodas Hashem. They love the Ribbono Shel Olam. The smallest opening to do something which can show the even greater hiskaravus to Ribbono Shel Olam, they wanted to do. But it was not based on Torah Hashkafa. It was not based on Mesirah. It was not based on calculation. They were not ready for that. And if you're not ready for that, what you believe, what other person can do, and he can actually grow. Aaron HaKohen could do this, and that is his avodah, and that is what he gets schar for. If you're not ready for that at this stage, you're in the srof, and you're going to get burnt out. and that's what happened to these people. Later on in the parasha said, after all these people died, and after all the terrible things that happened, we have the famous story over here of Moshe Rabbeinu is told by Rabbeinu Shlomo to take machtos, take the sticks. Okay? Take the sticks. And take the sticks and put them into the and test. The pasuk says over here, "Zav Hashem Moshe Leimoy in Perik Yud Zayin Pasuk Tazayin, Kach Mitzvah Matim Matim LeBeis Avos and take the matos." Now, what's going on over here? Why do you need the matos? It's quite clear what's going on. The final lesson this parasha is: what happened to these sticks? The pasuk says, "Each took their stick. Who was one who's chosen?" The pasuk says, "Granach Moshe Samazit Pnei Hashem Oil Moyed Vim Mochros Vim Moshe Oil Ha'edus." Then it porach mate aro in the base levi yotzeh perach yotzeh tzitz v'igmol shkedim. It grew blossoms, it grew buds, and came out shkedim. Why dafka shkedim? Says the Meforshim. Shkedim represents. Mish talks about this in Brochus. Mish talks about this in Maestras. There's two halachas. Shkedim, at a certain stage in time, they are bitter. They look nice, but they're bitter. If they aren't ripe, you don't make a brocha or eats on them and make a shahakol. If they're not ripe, you don't take maisa from them. You wait till they take maisa later on. Shkedin represent a fruit, a reaching at a goal which is unripe. This was a shkedin. These people had the passion, they want to do great things. You know what? One day you can do it. But right now you're going to go step by step by step. And if you don't, the shkedin represents the idea of jumping a step, of being unripe, and therefore burning yourself out. Says Rav Moshe even further. Rav Moshe Feinstein says as follows. He says, what happened was I took this stick and I hid it in Mishmeres. What was on that stick? What was on that stick? On that stick was the blossoms, the buds, and the shkedim. Says Rav Moshe, that's a ness. Because normally what happens is, you know, the time it gets to the almonds, there's no more blossoms on the tree. There's no more buds. Why are there three stages? Says Rav Moshe, because to represent to us that the fruit, the almond over here is the goal. The shkedim is the goal. But the perach and the buds is the process to get to it. And just like the goal itself is choshev, the flowers and the buds, the effort that you put in, the steps that you took to take to reach that goal is just as kodesh. And therefore put that in the mishmeres as well. Sometimes we try and reach the stage. Sometimes we're working our whole life to reach a particular goal and we never make it. We are omeilim v'kabel schar. We get schar for actually making and trying to reach that goal. V'heim ameilim and goyim get and don't get schar, because unless you get the sale, unless you close on that, you're not going to get your percentage. We get schar not even by reaching the goal, because sometimes we never reach that goal. We get schar for our meilus of actually trying to reach that stage in time. The perach and the bud is just as choshev as the shkedim itself. And therefore, that's what this week's parasha is telling you. It's telling you, know who you are. It's telling you, be careful when you're making any jumps that are not you. Because somebody else doubles a very long Shemona Esrei. Because somebody else doesn't carry in the area of Eretz Yisrael. Because somebody else, you know, says a R in davening. You know, so I want to be... All these things, maybe, who knows, are the right or wrong? I'm not saying, but Lemaisa, know who you are. You want to reach the certain stages in growth, in Ruchnius, real growth in Ruchnius, really being close to Rebbeinu Shleilam, it's got to be done with the preparation. It's got to be done with steps and no jumps. It's got to be done with real growth. It's got to be done with Mesira. It's got to be done with Das Tera. It's got to be done that every decision you made is based on Orim Bris Hashem. A muscle doesn't move in your body unless that's what Rebbeinu Shleilam wants us to do. Don't get carried away with a lot of noise and, oh, that's what we have to do, and we come to shul and it's a chutzpah, and that Rob's got a chutzpah to say such a thing, and it's our chiyuv to stand up against him. One second. Whoa, be careful. You hear that? That's machlekus. Just because one Rav may make a statement against him, know who you are. Be careful before you make you join this passion for Avodas Hashem. The next week's parasha talk a couple of weeks time talks about the real passion of Pinchas. But this week's parasha is, don't become burnt out. Don't do anything that's above yourself. The preparation is all that's important. A kohen would prepare, by the way, the whole year for those 2 weeks he served in the base of Mikdash. because the preparation is what's important. The shkedim is a goal, but sometimes we don't reach that goal. We try it all our life, it doesn't matter. The fact that we're making the steps towards it, that's what's kodesh. And finally, I just want to finish off with one beautiful message from the Belzer Rebbe, the Alter Belzer Rebbe of Aaron. He says at there's certain stages in time that sometimes what you're doing is right, and the preparation is right, and Lamaisa is completely wrong. What's pshat? He said, why was it that Moshe Rabbeinu said, if I am right, tomorrow the earth will open up and will swallow you all inside. There'll be a new miracle that's going to swallow you all inside. And that will prove that I'm right. Why can't it prove that Moshe Rabbeinu is right by the old, every single one of those people of Das Korach died in their sleep? Nobody else died, but outside every single one of these people's homes, there's a big sign, you know, Aroino Yotza is Levi will be at this and this time. You know, wouldn't that be the biggest miracle? Wouldn't that be a ness? Why do you need to make a whole new ness of having the ground opening up? Says the Belzer Rebbe, the Alter Belzer Rebbe of Aaron. He says, you know why? Because it won't prove that Moshe Rabbeinu is right. It can prove that these people went about it wrong. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to prove that these people were wrong, that he was one who was chosen. If they would have just died in their sleep, it could be Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't chosen. But the fact that they went about it in such a chutzpah way, the fact they went about it in a way that was done with no finesse, not done with derech eretz, it is worthy for them to die in their beds for the fact that they were right in conclusion, but they were wrong in the way they went about it. And therefore we needed an extra stage, that to prove that they died in an unusual way, to prove that Moshe Rabbeinu was right, that he was one who was chosen, besides the fact that they were wrong the way they ganged up against him. A person is judged by the way he behaves when he is right. A person, his wife does something. Yeah, his wife is very upset with his wife. And in my say, he's absolutely right. His wife was wrong. His wife's not done it to him. He can be absolutely right. His position is correct. It was correct where he's holding. But if he attacks his wife in a way that is not fitting, then he's absolutely wrong. And for that itself, in this example, this moshel, a person could die in his bed. Okay, this moshel Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, it's not only the results you reach, it's the way it's done. It's the preparation that goes into it. It's knowing who you are. It's a following the Das Torah. It's making calculations based on our intellect rather than, you know, the fire that burns inside us. Be very, very careful. This is this week's parasha. Not dealing with a bunch of hoodlums. We're dealing with people who had a rotzen to come closer to Rabbeinu Shlomo, and ultimately, let's not learn to be like them. Let us be able to know who we are and grow in our own best possible way and eventually reach our goals. But even if we don't reach our goals, lemaisa, it's the effort that we made to ultimately reach them is really what's kodesh as well.
Why couldn't Moshe say, if I'm right, let's die in your sleep? It also couldn't have been.